having an overall strategy first. If you have that first, then you can develop the plan. But a plan without a strategy is just a lot of work, and it will likely not bring you where you really want to go.
Want to truly be the best parent you can be and help your child thrive after their autism diagnosis? This podcast is for all in parents like you who know more is possible for your child.
With each episode, we reveal a secret that empowers you to be the parent your child needs now, saving you time, energy, and money, and helping you focus on what truly matters most, your child.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Len.
Welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets.
Hey, it's Len, and welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. Today's going to be a very focused episode on what parents really want, and with the overwhelm and confusion to try to find answers for a child. A lot of times what I hear is that a parent really wants a plan. They're overwhelmed, they don't know where to start, and they just want a plan, something that they feel good about. And that's great, but the term plan, a little bit confusing as to what that means, and really there's something even more important. For you, the parent, planning is important, but the secret this week is that you'll stay stuck without a strategy. Planning versus strategy. A plan is basically a program of action, kind of a list of things that you're going to do. And planning is the act of making and carrying out those plans. So to say that you want a plan that you feel good about, it's like, okay, what are my actions? But a strategy is actually even more important and has to come first. Now, a strategy generally is a detailed plan for achieving success. So a strategy is aimed at some outcome. When parents start off and they're very confused as to all the options, what they need to do to get services, to help their child, often that overwhelm can be alleviated if they have a series of actions, a plan. But what's really missing is for a parent to actually have a strategy for success. Let's dive into planning just to kind of really make that a little bit clearer. So if you're planning, you're listing the activities that and the actions, things that you'll be engaged in. And when you're planning, it's usually focused on things that you can control. It's an inward-facing process of the actions that you have control over. And now the potential issue, if you're just focused on planning, is that you may wind up doing the same type of things over and over, but expecting different results. So the key is to have actions, but to have them be informed towards some outcome that you're going for and some way that you're going to achieve that outcome. So if you just take a lot of actions really well and are very productive, that's great, but it doesn't guarantee success. The opportunity is for those actions that you're taking to have some coherence, some rhyme or reason of how they're going to help you accomplish some very specific goal that you care about. So a lot of times people stay in planning and action taking because it feels comfortable. You feel like you're identifying actions, you're taking probably not all of them, but some of them, and it's comfortable. And it's all about taking the resources you have, the time, energy, money that you have, and putting them into action. But it feels good because you can control those actions. But a strategy now is very different, but again, even more important. Think of the strategy as the set of choices that you're making that position you to win. There's a theory behind it. And not that it's a competition, because you helping your child, there's no point in comparing your child to another child. There's no point in comparing you to another parent. But you do want to have a strategy on how you're going to do this well, perhaps even better than other parents. And that strategy has to make sense, and it's got to be something that's actually doable, because your strategy is pointed outward. It's toward an outcome that isn't something that you can totally control. There's factors out there that are going to influence your odds of success, and you can't control all of them. So if you're going for some outcome and you're trying to win, the strategy behind it needs to be coherent. It needs to make sense, and it needs to be something that's doable. So especially if you're trying to help your child make progress, to be more in some way that you're wanting for them, there's no guarantee. Your child is who they are. You can love and accept them as they are while at the same time taking actions that help them thrive. But there's never a guarantee. You can have huge wants, want things to happen for them, but there is a lot that you can't control. The opportunity is to have a strategy that sets you up with the highest possibility of success. So if your child is withdrawn into their world of autism and they're choosing right now to be in their world and not in yours, you can do a lot to try to influence that, but you can't control what your child does. So that's where a strategy is a little bit scarier, because you have to think about, what does winning look like? What do you want? So there's kind of a step-by-step process to developing a strategy. So it all starts with you really thinking critically with some focus on, what does winning look like? What are you truly going for? What's that vision? Then the next step is to really get orientated and understand what's happening now. Like, where in the world is your child right now? What's happening in terms of their social relationships? What's happening with respect to the healthcare that they're getting, the services they're getting, the school or education? What's happening now with their use of technology? There's a lot of factors. And so to get really clear on what's happening now, and then to identify those factors, internal and external, that are most likely to affect what you're going for. And so kind of once you understand what's happening now, what forces are at play, then it's a matter of you developing your theory of success. What do you intend to do to help your child succeed? What do you plan on doing to help you succeed? And the opportunity here is to think about your options and then to choose the best one. And this is the step that just about every parent misses, because clearly you want to help your child. But what do you intend to specifically do to help your child succeed? So if you don't have a strategy that you're aware of and that you've developed, you'll default into some strategy. For me, it was, okay, I'm going to just listen to my doctor, who I'm paying to tell me what to do. So I'm going to listen to my doctor and do what that person says, what he or she says. And that is a strategy. It was mine for a while. And you know, we didn't know anything about autism, so we deferred and said, okay, this person obviously knows what they're doing. So it's not that this is a bad strategy, but this is a strategy, and knowing that that's what you're doing is key. So you can have that as a strategy, basically hoping for the best. Some parents, and I think we were also in this camp, the strategy was to listen to multiple doctors and practitioners and do everything of what everyone says. And that's where you wind up taking so many actions, some of which make sense, some maybe conflict. There is such a thing as doing way too much. So that's another strategy, that whether you select it or not, that's sometimes the strategy that parents have. Now, Cass and I evolved over years to where we actually do have a strategy, and we've had it for a while. And ours, not that this has to be yours, but I'm just using this as an example. Our strategy was to allow our son Rye's innate intelligence within his body to emerge. And so if we wanted that to happen, the way we did that was we curated a very healing environment around him. That included getting food right, having him not eat toxic food, removing toxins of all kinds in the environment. But even more importantly, perhaps, was we surrounded him, we smothered him with love and acceptance and created an environment of safety. And through that and a number of other things that we did, we feel like he made progress from where he started to where he is now by just allowing his body to do what it's designed to do. So we stopped doing things that were getting in his way, and we created an environment that was much more supportive. So that was our strategy. And then that strategy dictated all the types of actions we took, the practitioners that we saw. We did a lot of alternative approaches. That was a fit for us. And it all came down to that was our strategy to win, to allow his body's innate intelligence to figure this out. So I share that, but I think the key here is to have some strategy, have some awareness of what it is right now. Once you have it, then you're able to do things like set goals. And we've done a couple podcast episodes on goals, and I'll include those in the show notes. Channeling your energy with goals is a really, really powerful move, and very few people do it. So once you have this strategy, whatever it is for you, put it on a single page. List out, here's how you're going to strive to achieve the outcome you want for your child or yourself. Here are the capabilities, the things I need to develop, whether it's adding people on the team or capabilities within yourself as the parent. Have it on a single page and keep it alive. Look at it weekly and just remember, it's a journey. You will tweak and refine that strategy as needed, but create something, create your strategy, and just know it doesn't have to be perfect. Some strategies do really help you succeed, and other strategies absolutely never work. So here's some examples of things that usually don't work. A strategy of just doing what you're told and hoping for the best. A strategy of staying in victim mode and looking for people to feel sorry for you or your child. Another strategy that doesn't work is taking your frustrations and anger out on other people like your spouse or even yourself. So these are all not bad. These are all things I know I personally did. It's just a strategy that does not set you up for success. So check in with what is your strategy. Even if you're not aware of it right now, give it some thought and it'll become clearer to you. What is your strategy? The ones I just mentioned never set you up to win, but some strategies will set you up more so for success. So you could have a strategy of, as I referred to before, about creating the most supportive healing environment possible. You could have a strategy of judging your child less, because the world's going to judge your child enough. You can provide that feeling of non-judgment for your child, of true acceptance. You can adopt a mindset of positivity and possibility, even if it goes against your nature, and even if you think it's unrealistic. Another strategy that really is helpful is a strategy of constant curiosity, focusing on unearthing potential root causes and not just addressing symptoms. Because if you're only addressing the symptoms of what's happening with your child, by definition, you will stay stuck. And another strategy is to just really have that super clear vision, much more than just a general sense of what you want. You want something very specific. So those are all some things to consider for whatever strategy you come up with. And so, yes, you do need a series of actions, a plan of action, and you need to take them and you want to take them and do them well. But even more important is having an overall strategy first. If you have that first, then you can develop the plan. But a plan without a strategy is just a lot of work, and it will likely not bring you where you really want to go. So while other parents may be planning and doing things, you can distinguish yourself by focusing on winning. Because I guess the question to ask is, do you want to play to play, or do you want to play to win? And there's going to be some angst in this, because you're not sure of success. But trust me, you don't want to play it safe here. Go for what you want. Create a strategy that will get you there. And as much as you can, just lead. Be the CEO of what's going on for your child. Don't be a manager of actions. Do something great. If you're just planning and continuously identifying actions and taking some of them, you'll lose. You won't get to where you want to go. But if you have a strategy that supports and serves you, that's aligned to where you want to go, that gives you the best chance to win.
Want to discover your top autism parenting blind spot? Take our free quiz today. Go to allinparent.com/go.